Well, hello and welcome to the new season of the Owning It podcast with me, Meg Roundall-Green. So I'm starting off 2024, as I mean to go on, with a podcast recording per week. Yay! So I was thinking about this the other day when I was talking to one of my clients, and we were talking about the value that she's intending to provide and share with her clients this year, 2024. The date is the 12th of January. I'm a little late to the party, should have been last week, but last week was a whole bunch of life things with my kids. Hence, we're doing it the second week, it's all good. And I realised that I hadn't made my value plan. I hadn't realised what I was going to do. So I don't want to be that person, that coach that's telling other people what to do and they're not doing the stuff themselves. So here's me recording my first episode of 2024. So how are you? How is everybody doing? It's been an interesting start to the year for us personally. I have three boys and various things going on with all of them, as there always is with kids. If anyone has kids who's listening, there's always something. So I'm just about regaining my breath in the second week of kind of proper work, and I'm thrilled to be doing that. Thrilled to have had the time. It's so good to be off with family and spend time just relaxing and literally not thinking about work. I don't know what you guys do, but when I'm off work, my brain doesn't even go to work. It doesn't even think about work. I was very strict with myself this year. I set myself very clear boundaries, which I don't normally do. I knew exactly the date I was finishing officially, and I finished, and I did all the Christmassy things, and I did some cooking and all sorts of present wrapping and buying, and we had a lot of fun and we relaxed and watched movies. Then we didn't do much else until the kids went back to school. So it's been a real break, which is excellent. I think it's the only real break that I personally will take from my business for that stretch of time in the year, which is, you know, neither a good nor bad thing. It's just a thing because normally I think about work. So whilst I'm not actually working, I'm thinking about it. But this time I didn't even think about it. So that was really nice. So before I blabber on about all that stuff, just to kind of give you an update of what we're doing, what I'm doing, let's get to work. So the title of this episode is How to Make More Money Without Growing Your Audience. That's right. How to make more money without growing your audience. And I know there may be some thoughts about this. I know that you're probably listening to this thinking, she's wrong. She's 100% wrong. You have to grow your audience. So I want to give you some context for this because, yes, I admit, you have to grow an audience. You have to have people to speak to, always. There has to be people in your environment, in your email list, your social media, wherever you're speaking to people, wherever you're finding new prospects. Of course, that is important. You need to be speaking to people. But so often, I have clients and potential clients coming to me and they are stressing out because they can't make money, and they're attributing them not being able to make money in their offers and their business. They may be coaches or other service providers, any other kind of online business. And they're thinking it's because of the size of their audience. So they go to town growing their audience, which is all good. I'm never going to tell you not to grow your audience, just FYI. But it's not the reason you're not making money. I promise you this, it's never the reason that you're not making money. So the reason I know this is true is I started making money in my business. Literally the first monies that I made in my business was when my audience was the smallest, of course, because I was starting. So I had just started really a Facebook community. I didn't have many people in the community. I still really don't, because I've never focused on growing it to large numbers, because that wasn't my plan. But the first money I made in my business was when I probably had about 150 people in a Facebook group, if that, maybe fewer. And do you know how I made that money? it wasn't by spending all of my time focusing on growing the audience. It was by providing tons of value and making offers to that audience. So let me be more specific with this. And I'm going to walk you through that example, and then I'm going to show you three things that you need to do to make more money without growing your audience, because I'm doing a training on this in a three-day training towards the end of January. So if you're listening to this in real time, it will be the January the 23rd, the 24th and the 25th, which is a Tuesday, Wednesday and a Thursday. I'm doing a free training exactly on this because it's a question I get asked so many times and I coach on it all the time, and it just makes so much sense to share it here and to do a full 3-day training on it, because I think this people get tripped up on this all the time and they solve the wrong thing. And I never want to waste time or effort or energy, mine or my clients. Let's not do that. Let's save time, make more money. So I'm going to walk you through the example. I made my first, my very first coaching client was when I had an audience probably of about 100 people in a Facebook group. And I remember this very clearly. And I remember how much I charged. And I remember what I coached on and all the things. It was a package of £320. And I did it through making offers. I did it through messaging a bunch of people. Direct messaging. I just direct messaged loads of people in the group. Hey, how are you doing? Are you enjoying the group? What would you like to see? Did you see this live? How is it going? Just literally chit chat, general, hey, how's it going? Let's get to know one another. It wasn't a scripted thing. It wasn't a format. It wasn't templated. And I know this because I remember very clearly, I did download a bunch of templates because I was starting a coaching business. I didn't know what I was doing. I was completely clueless and I was gathering all the information. So I thought, someone surely knows how to do this. And of course, tons of coaches teach this and they have templates and they have scripts. They can be really useful to get you started. But I remember downloading this script of a DM and being like, oh man, really? I'm not sure about this. I think I did try it a couple of times to no success. So I tried it a few times because it was a very much like, oh my goodness, this is almost really cringy to share. But it was like, you say this, they say that. You say this, they say that. It was like a full format of how to ask questions to get the answer you want, which is not bad. It's a method that works, right? Otherwise people wouldn't do it. So there's no shade here. I'm not saying that that was the wrong thing, but I do remember doing it and not feeling that it was that great. And also I didn't get any results from it. So I didn't sign any clients. I got calls. It worked to get phone calls, but because I was so new and I just kind of didn't know what I was doing, let's be honest. And I was making it up as I went along, as we all are. Let's just agree on that for sure. Like, we're all making it up as we go along. I'm making it up as I go along even now. So all your coaches that you're like, they definitely know the answer. Just know that they've been just making it up longer than you've been making it up. So they have more information. But we're still ultimately all as humans making it up as we go along based on information and facts and knowledge. So with that being said, I tried that tactic. I kind of changed that tactic because I didn't like it that much. It wasn't creating the result. I was having sales calls no one bought because I was fixing the wrong problem. I was also had a problem selling. So all of this to say, that very first client who paid me money came from me just saying, would you like me to help you with this thing? I got to know her. She said that what was happening with her. And I said, would you like some help? And she said, okay, that sounds good, pretty much. And I made her an offer of what that would look like. I believe it was £320 or £340, something like that. And we did maybe two or three sessions, I believe. But it wasn't from a system. And I'm sure you can systematize that. I'm like, that's how people now are selling all these huge marketing courses and have these massive communities of thousands and hundreds of thousands of people, which is all to the good. For the individual, practitioner, let's say, the individual business owner who doesn't want to necessarily invest in being in those communities and be taught that very specific method. And it works for some people, so please do. If that's your vibe, 100% do it, because it works. My vibe was a little bit like, oh, I'm not really sure I want to keep doing this because it's a bunch of time and effort and I don't really like it that much. Let's be honest, I was really deeply unenjoying the whole process of having a bunch of messages and having to like keep these conversations going. Ah, no, it's too much energy. I've got other things to do. I have a business and family, and it was too much mentally for me at the time. So the easiest way was to make a very clear, specific offer to someone who I knew and something that I knew they would like. So let me break this down, because this is helpful, because this is beyond tactical. You can apply this in any way that you want. And I really like to bring my coaching back to that. I like the tactics. Sure, there's billions of tactics you can adopt. They all work to some degree, some more than others, depending on the context in the market and what's happening in the world. Timing is really important too. But I like to bring it back down to the fundamentals, because then you can apply it to any tactic you like. So what is really important in this, when you want to make more money with a smaller audience, or not necessarily just spend all your time growing a massive audience, because we don't have time for that. I mean, have you got a team of VAs? Awesome. Put them on it. But you, as the leader of your business and the founder and the thought leader and the innovator and the genius in your business, you don't have time for that. You may have to spend some time on it in the first 2 years, granted, but the majority of your time, your sales and marketing time, try to focus on the narrow end of the business. That is the narrow end of getting people to buy, the sales part. If you focus on the sales part, then you can add to your audience. You can just, your marketing machine will start working for you. You will not have to put in bunch and bunch of effort on the front end of the marketing to make sure the right results come at the end in the sales. It's just a different way of thinking about it. So rule or lesson number one, get to know your client. And by this, I mean, know them. You can know them in personally, relationship-based. You can know the character and attributes and traits of your client broadly, so you'll know what to look for and how to understand what they're going through when you speak to somebody. If you're doing one-to-one sales, for example, on social media, or one-to-one sales on a sales call, if you're beyond that and you're doing one-to-many selling through a landing page or through a launch or any other device, marketing device, where you're selling to more than one person at once, email is it's kind of a one-to-one and a one-to-many selling device, because it's awesome. You send, I don't know, 250 emails, because you may have a list of 250 people, and it's still selling one-to-one, which is crazy and great, because it's also selling one to 250. So I love email for that. But if you're selling one-to-one, then just remember, you've got to know your client. And this does require you to spend time talking to your clients, understanding your potential clients, understanding your old clients, your existing clients, using your time daily, figuring out what helps them buy and what they need and how they need it and when they want it. It's really simple stuff. But it's the simple stuff that we ignore, because marketing is so shiny and fun sometimes, or depending on your view, not fun and not shiny and just a pain in your butt. For me, I like it. So I get distracted with, ooh, new marketing technique. No, you don't need it. You really don't need it. If you spend your time really focusing on and being undistractable to the new shiny things and just focusing on the simple things your clients tell you they would like, which, again, this is so simple that it runs the risk of people just ignoring it and being like, well, I know that. Yeah, of course you know that. Of course we do, because we have businesses. If you're listening to this, you may have, you know, I'm assuming you have a business. If you don't, then, I mean, all to the good. Just listen for fun. But of course we know that we need to do things that our customers would like. But how do you make sure that is actually happening? What does it look like in your business? So here's what I want to leave you with. I'm going to make this one a short one. Well, reasonably short. Speak to your customer. Take notes about your customer and what they say to you. Ask people why they did not buy. Ask people why they did buy. You can go back and look at all your old sales calls or the people that you've had a discovery call with or any inquiries, and you can just email them. You can ask them questions. Look on your email list. Look at your open rates. Look at the people who opened your email but didn't click on anything. Send them an email. Say, hey, I see you didn't click on this. I'd love to know why. Are you open to giving me some feedback? What did I do? What is it? I mean, just honestly, super specific, very direct. You can get all kinds of cool automations that do this for you if you're at that stage in your business. You can have these like resend email sequences where it shows you where people dropped off, and it will automatically trigger a, hey, I saw that you didn't complete your checkout. Can I help with something? It's so valuable. When people say the fortune is in the follow-up, they're not specific enough. I like to be super specific. You know, I'm just like that type of person. I like to be really nerdy about data, and I like to look at every tiny little thing so that I can build a really full picture of what's actually happening instead of guessing, which is what we tend to do. So when you have a really full picture and you can be like, oh, this is why people buy. They told me this. They told me that they were thinking this, and or the sales process was easy, or they needed it right then and I was there on their LinkedIn feed or Instagram, wherever you're, you know, marketing, and they bought. What was it about the offer that they liked? Why did they want to do it now? People may not answer, that's fine. Some people will, that's amazing. So just be prepared to ask a bunch of questions to lots and lots of people and then use it for your business. Don't be put off by it. Don't feel bad about it. Don't be upset that they didn't buy. Just be very curious. Be like, I wonder why they didn't buy. They seemed like a really great client. I'm curious what happened. And then ask them from that feeling of like, I would love to do better. What did I mess up? Did I miss something? Can I help you with something? Was there a question that I didn't answer? It's when it's presented in that way, it's much nicer for your customer and they appreciate it. Customers really like to feel important, and they are. They are the people who pay you. They are your business. So listen to them, look after them, do the things that your competition and your peers do not do. And then you will have a fan for your business who will go and tell other people what a great experience they had. So that's my lesson one is speak to your customer, get to know them. Lesson two is give them something that they would like. Make an offer that they would like to have. Invite them to do something you know that they would like because they've told you. This is like, it sounds very ABC, 1, 2, 3, to the point of being ridiculous. But it kind of is. We overthink things. This is the problem when we're thinking about sales and marketing. We overcomplicate and we confuse the hell out of ourselves and our customers because we try a bunch of different things in all these different ways on all these different platforms, and they're left feeling a bit confused and like, what do I do? Where do I go? How do I buy this thing? What even is it? So you really want to avoid that and just make it very, very simple. What's an offer that they would love? What is a service? What's a result that they, you know, that they want because maybe they've told you personally, or they haven't. Maybe they've just given you feedback on something that didn't work for them. Then go do it. Go offer it to them and put a price on it and tell them when they need to buy and how they should buy it. If you do that over and over again, you will make money. Okay, I will see you next week. I hope you've enjoyed this. You can follow along at Meg_RG_coaching or on LinkedIn, Meg Randall Green, and come to my free training. I will drop the details in the show notes and you can come along. You will learn this and many more tactics and principles that will help you make more money in your business without spending a ton of time growing your audience. Enjoy. Bye. See you soon.